Now, here's the InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill.
Tommy Ashley and Greg Barnes of Inside Carolina with you. And Greg, yesterday we talked about Carolina meeting some needs on National Signing Day for football and others not met. But this new deal in December sort of presents different challenges for the coaching staff. How do Fedora and his staff deal with it?
Yeah, it really does, Tommy. And Larry Fedora said, you know, primarily it just kind of speeds things up. We're used to that first Wednesday in February kind of being the National Signing Day, the holiday of sorts for the diehard football fans. But by doing this in December, it really forces your teams to kind of cement who they're going to recruit, who they want to sign. Because if you can get these guys locked up before Christmas, as North Carolina did, you know, sign 14 guys, now all of a sudden in January, you can be very strategic in how you want to handle things. You have in North Carolina, I talked with John Mark Hamilton, the director of player and personnel last week. And now that they've got 14 guys in the fold, they're really only looking to add anywhere from 5 to 7 more recruits. So you can really kind of parse down your recruiting list and really find guys that you need. As we talked about yesterday, Tommy, offensive line is a big part of that. But then kind of beyond just the early signing period, the NCAA also changed rules to where now you can have kids take official visits starting April 1 through June. That's a new thing. And so what Fedora and John Mark both said is that everything shifts forward. So now January, not only are you recruiting guys for the 2018 class in that February signup period, but you're also looking ahead to 2019 because you got to use this period for evaluation purposes so you can decide who you want to come in for official visits in April and May. So it really changes everything for this coaching staff, for all the coaching staffs, and how they work through this process is going to be something that is going to be trial and error. And hopefully whoever figures out best will get a head start on all the other programs.
The InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill. Visit InsideCarolina.com for the inside scoop on UNC basketball, football, and recruiting.